Ghana says it will evacuate around 300 of its citizens from South Africa amid growing fears over anti-immigrant protests and tensions targeting foreign nationals. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Foreign Minister Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa announced on X that President John Mahama had approved the immediate evacuation of Ghanaians who had sought help through the embassy in Pretoria. According to Ablakwa, the affected citizens registered for evacuation after Ghana issued a safety advisory following what it described as a fresh wave of xenophobic threats and intimidation in South Africa. The move comes after days of anti-illegal immigration protests in several South African cities, where demonstrators demanded tougher border controls and the deportation of undocumented migrants. Protesters argue that illegal immigration is worsening unemployment, crime, and housing shortages. Although South African authorities insist there have been no confirmed xenophobic attacks, concern has spread across the continent after videos circulated online appearing to show foreign nationals being harassed. Last week, the South African government dismissed many of the clips as fake videos and images intended to damage the country's reputation. On Monday, Cyril Ramaphosa acknowledged recent protests and criminal acts directed at foreign nationals but said they did not represent government policy, describing them as isolated incidents. He also pledged that South Africa would continue to regulate migration, strengthen border security, and enforce immigration laws. The Ghanaian embassy has advised its nationals to remain vigilant, avoid public gatherings, and temporarily close businesses in Durban ahead of planned demonstrations. Both Ghana and Nigeria have recently summoned South African diplomats over concerns about the treatment of their citizens. Ghana has also formally asked the African Union to discuss the issue, warning that rising anti-foreigner sentiment poses a threat to African solidarity and the safety of migrants living in South Africa. Other African nations, including Kenya, Malawi, Lesotho, and Zimbabwe, have also urged their citizens in South Africa to exercise caution. South Africa hosts more than 3 million foreign nationals according to official figures, though the actual number is believed to be significantly higher. Xenophobic violence has periodically erupted in the country over the years, sometimes resulting in deadly attacks and widespread unrest. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.